This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Good evening, everybody. Today we're going to talk about the inventory valuation with specific reference to November 2020. Your question paper, question 3. And without any waste of time, let's quickly look into this question paper. We are given the information from JJ Fashion House. So JJ Fashion House uses the periodic stock inventory system. And Jenna Naidu is the owner of the business. So we are required to use this information to prepare or to calculate, develop the closing stock using the weighted average method. But before we can do that, let's quickly look into the information. We are given the information, the opening stock on the 1st of March 2019, we had 240 units. And the total amount is 124,500. And again, we had purchases. The purchases, we had purchases for May 2019. The number of units is 1,300. The price is 560. And the total is 728,000. And in June, the number of units purchased is 1,450, and the unit price is 580, and the total is 841,000. And in June again, we had purchased 400 units. The unit price is 610, and the total is 244,000. And from there, there's returns from general purchases. 130 units were returned, and the unit price is 610, and the total is 79,300. And we also have a sales. The number of units is 2,880, and the unit price is 960, and the total is 2,764,800. And lastly, we had a closing stock on the 28th of February 2020, and the number of units is 380, and the unit price is not given, and the total is not given. Moving on to information B on jackets. This business is selling the jeans and the jackets. So the information that I've already disclosed is for the jeans. And now we move on to the information on the jackets. So for 2020, we given the two information for 2 years, that is for 2020 and 2019. And the opening balance for the jackets for 2019 is not given, but for 2020 we had. And the closing stock for 2020 is 2,980. So units sold is 5,020. And there's the weighted average cost per unit for 2020 is 700. And for 2019 is 630. So the selling price per unit for 2020 is 1,450, and for 2019 it's 1,070. Now there's also a stock holding period for 2020 is 216 days, and for 2019 it's 103 days. And the markup percentage achieved for 2020 is 107%, and for 2019 it's 70%. There you have it. That's the information. So we are going to use this information to answer the following questions. Question number one says, calculate the value of the closing stock using the weighted average method. Calculate the value of the closing stock using the weighted average method. Now, if we remember very well from the information given, we were given the opening stock for the jeans. The opening stock for the jeans is 124,500. So if we want to calculate the value of the closing stock using the weighted average method, we take the opening stock, we add batch purchases, and we subtract the returns. And thereafter, we divide it by the number of units. And then here, let's quickly check from the information. The opening stock for the jeans is 124,500. So we're going to add it to the purchases. The purchases for the jeans is 1,813,000. And from there, we need to subtract the returns. As I'm checking, 79,300 jeans returns, which is the value of the jeans returns. Here we are referring to the jeans that were purchased in January. So the value of returns is 79,300. And therefore, it will give you something like 1,858,200. I said 124,500, which is the opening stock. We add purchases, 1,813,000, and we subtract the return, which is 9,300, and it will give you 1,858,200. And from there, you take this 1,858,200, you divide it by the total number of units. And we had 200 units of the opening stock. And then we added to the 3,150 units purchased. And then we subtract the units returned. Remember, the amount that we got here, which is 1,858,300, we're going to divide it by the number of units. So the total unit is 214 units of the opening stock. In other words, we need to add all the units and subtract the returns. We had 240 units at the beginning, which is our opening unit, and we add the units purchased. We have purchased 3,150 units, and 130 units were returned. So, which means if you can say 240 plus 3,150 minus 130, it will give you 3,260 units. Now, to get an average price, we are going to multiply the average price, which is 570. The average price there is 570. So we are going to multiply the 570 average price with the closing stock. The closing stock, as I'm checking here, is 380 units. And then it will give us the value of the closing stock, which happened to be 216,600. So the correct answer for the first question, which says calculate the value of the closing stock using the weighted average method, the value of the closing stock is now 216,600. And we now move on to the second question, which says calculate the gross profit. For the gross profit, firstly, calculate the cost of sales through the following procedure. Number one, you need to have the opening stock. We said the opening stock is 124,500. So this information is given from information A. We are given the value of the opening stock, which is 124,500. And we add purchases. The purchases is 1,813,000. It's also given. And then from there, we less returns. So the value of the return is 9,300. And from there, we less closing stock. Remember, from the previous question, we managed to arrive at the closing stock. We said if we less the closing stock is 216,600, and then if you can check from the information that I've already explained above, therefore, it will give you something like 1,601,600. So we were given the units sold, which is 2,880, which cost something like 2,764,800. So to get the gross profit, you subtract the sales from the cost of sales. So here, the sales, remember, we've been told that 2,800 units were sold at 2,764,800. That is the value of our sales. So the sales is 2,764,800. And from there, we subtract the cost of sale, which is 1,601,600. And it will give you something like 1,123,200. And that is your gross profit. So the gross profit, remember, is the difference between the sales and the cost of sales, which is 1,123,200. So the second question is done. And then we need to move on to the next question, which says, calculate how long in days it will take to sell the closing stock of the jeans. Calculate how long in days it will take to sell the closing stock of the jeans. Now, this particular question needs you to calculate the stock holding period in days. Now, for you to calculate the stock holding period, you need to take the closing stock divided by the cost of sales, multiplied by 365 days, which is a year, and it will give you the stock holding period in days. I'm saying for you to calculate the stock holding period, you take the closing stock divided by the cost of sales multiplied by 365 days, and then it will give you the stock holding period in days. So take the closing stock and as calculated before, we have already calculated the closing stock, which happened to be 216,600, and we divide it by the cost of sales. The cost of sales in this particular activity is 1,641,600. So we multiply it by 365 days, and then it will give you something like 42.2 days. Saying The closing stock is 216,600, and we divide it by the cost of sales. The cost of sales is 1,641,600, and we multiply by 365 days, and then it will give you 42 days, which means it takes 42 days to sell the stock. So the stock holding period is 42.2 days. And then moving on to the next question. And the next question says, calculate the value of the closing stock using the FIFO method. Calculate the value of the closing stock using the FIFO method. Now, when using the FIFO method, the closing stock is valued as the most recent stock. The closing stock is valued as the most recent stock. Now, as I'm checking from the information, from January purchases, in January we have purchased 400 units. But before we can continue with this calculation, I think we need to take a short break, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. We are still with the calculation of the closing stock using the FIFO method. Remember, I've said when we use the FIFO method, refers to the first in, first out method. So when we use this method, we're going to use the closing stock as the most recent stock. So from the January purchases, we have purchased 400 units. So 130 units were returned, and we were left with 270. If you can say 400 units that we have purchased, and we subtract the number of units returned, which is 130, it will give you 270 units. So from there, you check the unit price. The unit price is 630. So if you can say the 270 units multiplied by the unit price, which is 610, and then it will give you 164,000. 700. So the closing stock, as I'm checking here, is 380. So this means that some of the stock purchased in October form part of the closing stock. So take the closing stock of 380 units, subtract 270 units from January, and it will give you 110 units. 380 minus 270, it will give you 110 units. So from there, you multiply 110 units with the unit price of October purchases. In October, we have purchased a number of units at 580. So if you can say the 110 units multiplied by the 580, it will give you 63,800. And from there, you add 164,700 from January and 63,800 from October purchases, and it will give you something like 228,500, which is the value of the closing stock of 380 units. Remember, from the information, the value was not given, and then we happened to calculate the value of the, because we're only given the closing stock and the number of units, which is 380, but the total units is not given. So we managed to arrive at the value of the closing stock for the 280 units, which is now going to be this 270 units multiplied by 610. It will give you 164,700. And then we add Remember, we had 110 units multiplied by 580, and then it will give you 63,800. So the final answer for both stock is going to be 228,500. Remember, I said 270 multiplied by 610, which is 164,700. And we added to the other units for October, which is 110 multiplied by 580. And then it will give you 63,800. If we add these two figures together, which is 164,700 and 63,800, it will give you the value of the closing stock, which is 228,500. So this question is done, and then we move on to the next question. The next question says, state advantage of using the FIFO method. What are the advantages of using the first in, first out method? So the FIFO method will lead to a higher gross profit because of higher closing stock value or lower cost of sales. And the first advantage is that it will lead to a higher gross profit because of higher closing stock value or lower cost of sales. If the cost of sales is too low, that will lead to higher gross profit. And again, the purchase price of jeans, the purchase price of jeans is always increasing due to the demand or inflation. So the stock is valued. Remember, we are trying to outline the advantages of using the first-in, first-out method. So the stock is valued at the most recent price, which leads to a less chance of being obsolete or outdated. So that is basically one of the advantages. The stock is valued at the most recent price, which leads to less chance of being obsolete or outdated. So the other advantage might be the gross profit will be based on the current market-related values. That's one of the advantages. The gross profit will be based on the current market-related values. And the other one, it is easier to use this method. It is very easy to use the first-in, first-out method. Moving on to the next question, says, calculate the number of jackets stolen. Calculate the number of jackets stolen. Remember, as I'm checking from the information, we had 8,260 units available for sales for the jacket. The number of jackets available for sales is 8,260. We had 8,260 units available for sales. And then you check the number of units sold. As I'm checking, 5,020 units were sold. The question says, calculate the number of jackets stolen. We had 8,200 units available for sale, and then 5 were sold. So we should have, if you can say, the number of units available, which is 8,260, minus the number of units sold, which is 5,020, it will give you something like 3,200. 240 units. So that would basically mean that we had 3,200 units on hand. Now, but the account revealed that the closing stock is 2,980. We are supposed to have 3,240 units on hand. But according to the information, the account revealed that the closing stock is 2,980 units. So this shows that some stock is lost due to a difference in the closing stock calculated and actual stock on hand. That would basically mean that the difference between the number of jackets stolen, which is, if you can take the 3,240, which is the stock on hand, and then minus the 2,980, this is the closing stock. The stock on hand minus the closing stock, it will give you something like 260. That would basically mean that the 260 jackets were stolen. They are nowhere to be found. So these 260 units of jeans are not accounted for. And then the next question says, give two solutions to solve this problem. Remember, the problem here is we have 260 goods that were stolen. Now, we actually need to give a solution towards this problem. If we want to reduce the theft rate, what can we do? What is it that we need to do to reduce the stock loss? Now, the first solution that we need to adopt here is we need to count the stock regularly and compare it against the stock records. We need to have a regular stock count that would minimize the stock loss. Or alternatively, we need to improve or employ the security to control at the exit point. The reason why most companies suffer a stock loss is because the security at the exit point is not effective. There are a number of people who are stealing the stock, but you may find that there is a security at the exit point, but they don't, it's not effective. They don't check thoroughly. I used to see them in some of the big stores where when you get out of the store, they just sign this without checking. And that will basically lead to a stock loss. They need to check item against the slip to account for each and every item. And then the second solution, we need to install security cameras at the strategic points. We need to install the CCTV that will help to capture any unauthorized access to the stock. If somebody is stealing, therefore, that will be captured on the CCTV. Or alternatively, if we want to reduce the stock loss, we can order the stock in small quantities. But if we order a stock in order quantity, that would mean we need to order the stock more frequently. We just order only the required number of stock, and that will minimize the stock loss. Obviously, it will depend on the type of the product that you are selling. And the other thing that you can use to reduce the stock loss, you can introduce the staff screening or the locker for the staff if they are suspected of stealing. You screen the staff, and then that will help to minimize the stock loss or searching. The security personnel, I think they need to search the staff members if we are suspecting that they are stealing the stock. We can also install the tracking devices or security checks on the product. If you can go to the big companies at the door, there's a device that will indicate if the stock is stolen. It will just beep if somebody is getting out of the stock without paying the product. Now, if we install such devices, it will also help to reduce the stock loss. Or the other method, we need to have insurance for the goods so that if the stock is stolen, we will be able to claim any stock loss from the insurance policy. If we take out the insurance policy, that would help to reduce the stock loss, because if the insurance company is liable for all the stock stolen, that will at least help to reduce the value of the stock that we normally lose. Okay, this question is done. Let's move on to the next question. The next question says, the internal auditor is concerned about the stock level and the selling price of jackets. The internal auditor is concerned about the stock levels and the selling price of the jackets. So explain the reasons for his concerns with figures and give different advice in each case. Let's start with the stock level and thereafter we move on to the advice. And remember, when we were doing the calculation, it's like the stock holding period increased from 103 days to 216 days. Now, if you can go back to the information that I've explained, in 2019, the stock holding period was 103 days. And in 2020, the stock holding period is 216 days, which would basically mean that the stock holding period increased from 103 days to 216 days. Or alternatively, you can say the stock holding period increased by 113 days. 113 days is the difference between 216 and 103. If you can say 216 minus 103, it will give you 113 days. So you can just basically say the stock holding period increased by 113 days. So the closing stock balance of 2,980 is more than the opening stock of 1,220, which means 36% of the stock is on hand, which may create a possibility of stock to be obsolete or the stock theft. So if we keep too much stock on hand, that will lead to a possibility of stock theft, or the stock might become obsolete or outdated or expired. Now, what advice can you give? The business needs to arrange for a clearance sale in order to get rid of excess stock. But more advice will follow after this break. Okay. The advice that we need to give here is the business can arrange for a clearance sale in order to get rid of the excess stock. And they can order the stock in line with the demand. Now, if we want to reduce this problem, if you don't want to keep too much stock on hand, we also need to order the stock in line with, we just order as per the demand. So moving on to the selling price, the markup percentage, if we can check from the information, the markup percentage increased from 70% to 107%, which is 1,450, or the markup increased by 280. So the customers find the price of 1,450 as being too much. So what advice can we give? Remember, as I'm checking from the information, the problem is that the market price increased from 70% to 107%. That is a problem. So the customers find the price of 1,450 as being too high. So what advice can you give? Now, if we experience a high price, what can we do? The first thing, we need to reduce the markup or the selling price. If the price is too high, we can either reduce the markup or the selling price. Or we can offer a trade discount. And we can sell goods at a discounted price. Or alternatively, we can advertise our product to increase our customers. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next question paper. We now move on to November 2018, question 5. November 2018, question 5. And we are given the information. The first information is about the stock balance. And then concerning the stock balance, we have the opening stock. We had 420 units, and the unit price is 2,175, and the total is 913,500, and the closing stock is 496 units, and then the unit price is not given, and the total is also not given. We also have information on purchases, returns, and carriage. The purchases, we have purchased 12,155 units, and the 2,155 units is 8,460,850. This is the information. And from there, in September, we have purchased 850 units at 2,250, and the total is 1,912,500. And then in December, we have purchased 980 units at 2,670, and the total is 2,616,800. And in March 2018, we have purchased 875 units, and the unit price is 2,930, and the total is 2,563,750. Now, in June, we have purchased 450 units at 3,040, and the total is 1,368,000. And then we also had returns from June purchases, which is 25 units were returned, and the unit price is 3,040, and the total is 76,000. Moving on to the sales, the information on the sales says 3,050 travel suitcases were sold at 4,200 each. That is the information that we are given. And from there, we are going to answer the following questions. Question number one says, calculate the value of the closing stock on the 30th of June 2018 using the FIFO method. Calculate the value of the closing stock on the 3rd of June 2018 using the FIFO method. We are on question 5, November 2018. So we are given the closing stock, which is 496 units. So the most recent stock is the stock purchased in June, which is 450 units. So we are going to take the stock purchased in June, which is 450 units. We subtract the 25 units returned. 25 units were returned. If you can say 450 minus 25, it will give you 425. That is the number of units. We have 425 units. So from there, you multiply the 425 units by the unit price, which is 3,040. If you can say 425 multiplied by 3,040, it will give you something like 1,292,000. Now, since the 425 units calculated is less than the 496 units of the closing stock, this means that some of the stock is stolen. There is a stock loss, the stock theft. So there is some of the stock, it means that some of the stock left from March purchases. If you can check March purchases, we had 496 units. And then we subtract the 425 units. So the 425 units is the number of units that were returned. And then it will give you 71 units. If you can say 496 units minus 425 units, it will give you 75 units. So these 75 units form part of March purchases. So we're going to take 71 units multiplied by the unit price of March purchases. So in March, the purchase price for March is 2,930. So if you can say 71 units, which is the units for March, multiply by the March purchases, which is 2,930, which will give you something like 208,030. So we add, remember, we said 425 units multiplied by the price, which is 340, and the answer was 1,200. The 208,030 to 1,200,000, and then it will give you something like 1,500,000. And stage. So the value of the closing stock on the 3rd of June 2018 is 1,500,030. Now, moving on to the next question, says Charles suspects that the suitcases have been stolen. Provide a calculation to support his consent. There is a concern that there are a number of suitcases that are stolen. So we need to verify by providing a calculation to support the concern. So we are given the open stock, which is 420 units. And then we add the purchases. The open stock is 420 units. We add the purchases. The purchases is 3,155 units. And we subtract the stock that was returned. 25 units was returned. And then subtract the units sold. 3,050 units were sold, and then it will give you 500 units. Let me repeat this. We said the opening stock is 420, and then we bought 3,155 units, and then we subtract 25 units which were returned, and we also subtract 3,050 units which were sold, and then it will give you something like 500 units. So this was supposed to be the closing stock, but the difference between the actual stock given and the calculated is due to the theft of the stock that occurred. So we are going to subtract the 496 units from 500 units to get 4 units. So if you can say 500 units minus 496 units, it will give you 4 units. So that would mean 4 suitcases are stolen. So there is a stock loss of 4 suitcases, because the question says Charles suspects that the suitcase have been stolen. Provide a calculation to support his concern. So according to our calculation, it's like 4 suitcases are not accounted for, which basically means that 4 suitcases were stolen. So moving on to the next question, says Charles is concerned about the volume of stock on hand. Charles is concerned about the volume of stock on hand. And the question says, calculate for how long his closing stock is expected to last. Calculate for how long his closing stock is expected to last. The minute you come across this type of a question, you should know that this question needs you to calculate the stock holding period, how it takes, we keep the stock for how long in the business. Now, firstly, we have to calculate the cost of sales by adding the opening stock, which is 913,500, and the total purchases. So as I'm checking from the information, the total purchases here is 8,460,850. And we subtract the returns. The opening stock, remember, is 913,500, and the purchases is 8,460,850, and we subtract the returns, which is 76,000, and again you subtract the closing stock, which is 1,500,030, and it will give you something like 7,798,320. So take the closing stock of 1,500,030 and divide it by the cost of sales, which is 7,798,320, then multiply by 365 days, and it will give you 70.2 days. It will give you 70.2 days. This is how long the stock is expected to last in the business. 70.2 days, it's more or less two months. So the stock will last for almost 2 months and 2 days. So we are done with this question. And the last question for today is, state one problem of keeping too much stock on hand, and one problem with keeping insufficient stock on hand. And we need to state the problems of keeping too much stock, or the problems of keeping insufficient stock on hand. What are the problems of keeping too much stock on hand, and the problem of keeping insufficient stock on hand? Now, the first one, the problem of keeping too much stock on hand is that too much stock on hand can become obsolete and therefore useless to customers. And if we keep too much stock on hand, the stock may become obsolete, and then as such, it will become useless to customers. Or the staff may see less movement in stock and decide to steal. If we keep too much stock on hand, that will the customers or the staff will become tempted and then end up stealing their stock. And too much stock on hand may create storage problems. If we keep too much or unnecessary stock, that will create a storage problem. Or it may lead to a lack of storage space. If we keep too much stock, which is not necessary, therefore it's going to create the storage problems. And then the last one, problems of keeping the insufficient stock, as I'm repeating, the business will not meet the needs of the customers. And then if there is a shortage of stock, if the customers fail to get the necessary stock, and then they will try to find or to buy the stock somewhere. And this may lead to a loss of income from sales. If the customers approach the store and only to find that the stock is not available, and then they will find it somewhere. Thank you very much for taking your time to listen to me. And then we're coming to the end of my presentation, and have a good evening. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.